Over the decades, there have been numerous attempts at revitalising Dublin city centre. There was the one that led to the construction of the Spire and the one where Green Party TDs chained themselves to trees on O'Connell Street. Well, a new set of proposals to revamp the country's main street is due to be published next week. They were considered by Cabinet this morning, and on his way into that meeting, the Taoiseach Simon Harris said the regeneration of the area was a priority for him.
When I became Taoiseach, I made it a personal commitment that I wanted to put in place a task force to look at how we could rejuvenate and regenerate Dublin city centre. This is a great city, but we also know it's a city that's changed since COVID, as lots of capital cities have. And I think it's time now to say, what more can we do? How can we make Dublin the very best city that it is possible to be? And I'm really pleased that we bring that report to Cabinet today. We'll publish it in the next couple of days, and there'll be an action plan and an implementation structure to go alongside that.
That was Simon Harris. So with all of that in mind, our reporter Ethna Dodd has been asking people on O'Connell Street what they would like to see.
I think it's gone downhill rapidly, very untidy, very dirty looking. Needs a lot of effort put into it, yeah.
And what about O'Connell Street particularly?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And the surrounding areas. I'm coming into work and I'm seeing derelict buildings, and there's a place up there, derelict. It was an old hotel years ago. Yeah. Still there.
I wouldn't say it's needed too much, because I think it looks great as it is. There has been a lot of work, great work being done down through the years. What else can they do to it to kind of revitalise? I think maybe more the side streets. Maybe the money would be better spent on some of the side streets, bringing them up to the same standard. There's a few, like even down here, Talbot Street and other side streets around back of Moore Street and that. I think they could be all brought up to standard to match O'Connor Street, you know.
Are you a Dubliner?
No.
How long have you lived here?
30 years.
What do you make of the city? Do you think it looks nice?
No, I think it's filthy dirty.
I think it could be better, I think. I think they're making more of an effort these days, like kind of cleaning the streets and that, but I think it could look better, yeah.
Well, the reason I'm out today is because the government cabinet's looking at plans to revitalise the city, particularly O'Connell Street, make it look better. What do you think is needed there, or do you think anything is needed there?
Yeah, I think they need more police kind of patrolling the area, and I think they need more... To make it more kind of aesthetically pleasing, I think they need more greenery, like more planting trees, like that kind of stuff.
Yes, all my life living here, and I'm 42 years selling the flowers here in O'Connell Street.
And what do you think of O'Connell Street? Do you think this street particularly looks nice? Do you think it looks pretty?
It's run down quite a lot now, it is, in my opinion. There's an awful lot of people hanging around, you do drinking and everything. So, yeah, and it's not as clean as it used to be.
I think you can always improve, you know, but I mean, overall, I think it's nice and clean and people are friendly. And, you know, the one thing we've noticed is we wish there were more trash cans so that we could keep it clean, because everywhere we look, it's hard to find a trash can.
Those views gathered by Ethna Dodd in Dublin City Centre this morning. Our Eastern correspondent Samantha Librari joins us now with more. Samantha, will you start by reminding us, as we were saying, this report was brought to the Cabinet this morning. It's due to be published in a few days' time. Will you remind us why this particular task force was established?
Well, Rachel, last November, the Dublin riots brought the issue of safety in the capital and the condition of Dublin city centre to the top of the political agenda. You'll remember there was huge amounts of debates in the weeks and months after the riots about how the capital city centre could be improved. In May, Simon Harris appointed this task force, chaired by the OMPUS CEO, David McRedmond, and it included input from Gardaí, Dublin City Council and the National Transport Authority. They had 12 weeks to come up with a report. They gave it to the government last month. It went to Cabinet this morning and the full details will be published next week. So we don't know everything that's in it, but what we do know that it outlines 10 major initiatives to revive Dublin City Centre. One of those focuses on the former OMPUS headquarters and how its use could help with the revitalisation of the capital's main thoroughfare, O'Connell Street. We're told the task force says that the GPO should be redeveloped as a major public building with a greater public function than it already has, because about 18 months ago, OMPUS moved its headquarters to East Wall near Dublin Port. And while there's still a post office and the GPO museum there, most of the building is no longer utilised. At one stage, there was around 1,000 people working there. That figure has dwindled to 200 these days. Now, the proposals were made to the task force, for what the GPO could be used for. Some suggested a world-class museum. other is a leading government department, and even the relocation of RTE to the premises. The group didn't make a determination on this, but they say that a decision should be made on its future by next spring. And I understand any proposals, the part of it would be that the part of the building remains a public post office and museum, but there's potential there to expand on the site, which has an extensive footprint of tunnels and vaults and attic space. And the logic there is, if you increase the footfall in a place like the GPO, you increase activity, therefore security, and that would have a knock-on effect for the streets around it. But I think it's important to point out the GPO suggestion, it's only one of 10 recommendations in the report. Looking at the bigger picture, we're told the task force recommended the regeneration of O'Connell Street should be managed by a special programme, and that a step change is needed on how the area is developed. The report also looks at issues like housing, policing, waste management and culture, and we'll get more details on those when it's published early next week. But the big question will be, how do businesses respond to it? Because they've been calling for things to tackle antisocial behaviour and crime in the city. Will this be enough? How will Dublin City Council view it? Because they ultimately will be responsible for implementing many of the recommendations. And then I suppose the biggest question of all is if the changes in it will be enough to make the people who live and work and visit the capital feel safer and more secure at the end of the process.
Lots of questions, as you say. Samantha Labrary, thank you very much.